so if you were planning on not going to the theater for Dune, shame on you. I'm going to Dune and I don't even have a car to get there. So what's your excuse? Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me. I am Dustin, right here on Comic Talk today. The name of this show is the Comic Talk Headlines. We have quite an episode for you today. DC fandom did just happen, so we've got some trailers to sift through. We have some actual news to talk about and rumors to get through. All of that and much more. But first, we do have to cover the housekeeping section. Jumping right into the housekeeping section, this is going along the lines of our push. So the push, for those of you who are watching this for the first time, if you forgot for whatever reason, even though it's been at the beginning of every episode for the last 2 months, the push is social media push. We are trying to get multiple platforms, social media platforms, over 1,000 subscribers or followers or whatever the vocabulary is for that particular platform. So we are definitely headed in the right direction. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, those are actually really big ones. I would like to see I would like to see the Twitter get a little bit more love, but I mean, you follow where you follow, beggars can't be choosers. That being said, to increase the experience of following me on the Instagram or the Twitter or the whatever, we are using some hashtags so that you can contribute to the community, you can contribute to the show, to the channel, as it were. So those hashtags we covered in the last episode, we're going to go over them again real quick. First, generally nerdy news. If you've got something to contribute to the show specifically, to the Week in Nerddom show specifically. The next one is generally nerdy vids. If you have something you want me to take a look at, do a review on, even if it's something that you have produced, we'll have that conversation. We will potentially put that in an episode. I can't guarantee if it's your own thing, but it's worth a shot for sure. And definitely add it to the community, because everyone in the community deserves to have their art be visible. So that's a fun thing. Speaking of fun things, generally nerdy fun. If you just have something that you want to share with the community, or if you are a cosplayer and you are trying to get some feature, I will feature cosplay on the show. If you share it, we will see it. I'm working on getting some pictures done so that we can put those up on the show as well. If I can get them done for this episode, then you'll see them right here as I'm talking. But our last hashtag is generally nerdy reviews. If you have a piece of media that is not a music video, because that would be nerdy vids, but if you have a piece of media that you think I need to do a review for, then I will add it to an episode and we will do a micro review like we have been doing for the last few episodes. So those are the hashtags. One more time: generally nerdy news, generally nerdy vids, generally nerdy fun, and generally nerdy reviews. So that is the hashtag game. This is an energy drink. And we have some shout outs to get going on. So first up on shout outs, we have a new follower on Getter. I think it's Hound Dog Media. I might have left the N out of my notes, and I don't know how that happened. but Hound Dog Media over on Getter, thank you for following, nerds. We have on Instagram, Daily Seacash. I know you personally, Kyle. Thank you very much for following. On TikTok, this is what's going to make this two videos long, or two shorts long when you're watching on the TikToks or the whatever short platform you watch on. We have Roberto Salas, 141, Karen, 201-8202, Gabby Carter, 07, Bake Skate 75, Jose Anico 4, Ads Bell 9 _, Meminator, I like your name, spelled a little wonky, but I like it. Kira Kaiju, that's probably my favorite of this batch. Bjorn 3034, Charlie Westwood Brown, MGBTY Lore, I don't know what that could be short for, Hunter Alexander 060, Hened 13, and lol, you clicked on the link. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. That kind of takes care of housekeeping. Not a whole lot. We are getting close to the end of the year, which means we are getting close to that time where I take off to not only celebrate holidays and my birthday and all of the things, but also to work on the next season of all of the nerdy shows. So already actually begun that work. So look for some pretty dramatic changes, assuming I can get them rolled out for season 3. All of that being said, now let's kick it on over to the news. Okay, TV streaming is going to be very up and down, and I'm not going to apologize for it, but it just bear with me, alrighty? So we're going to start off in follow-ups. We actually have some really cool stuff in follow-ups. We're going to start off with a kind of a bummer note, I think. First thing in follow-ups for TV streaming is Why the Last Man. Why the Last Man has been canceled. There will not be a second season or any other seasons beyond the first over on FX. I have yet to watch this series, what they have so far. We're only about halfway through this first season, but they're not stopping the rest of the season. They will conclude the season proper, but they will not be picking up next year. So I have not heard great things about this, specifically because they took the things that made the comic book work and tried to adapt them to a weird modern sensibility that honestly not a lot of people buy into. There is approximately a third of the readership, maybe, that's a generous number, but approximately a third of the readership buys into the politics that they're trying to push. From what I understand, again, I have not watched it. This is just what I have heard from those who have so far. And it just, nobody's watching it because such a small minority of the audience cares about that particular social political narrative. We want to see the adaptation of the comic book. We want to see the things that the original writer intended for the story. We don't want to see some half-baked scheme to try and push a narrative that we don't care about. And I think that's what that boils down to. All right, so enough of the downer piece. We're moving right on to Pennyworth. Now, this is a series that I'm very interested in. I have not been able to watch it because I don't have Epics, but that is about to change. Not me getting Epics. I'm not going to pay for that, but it is switching streaming services. It will be picked up on HBO Max for season 3. So they're in the end of season 2 currently. Once season 2 concludes on Epics, it will then switch hands sometime in the next few months. I think it was actually 6 months from now, roughly, is when they're going to switch hands, and they're going to put season 1 and 2 on HBO Max. And then when season 3 comes out, it will be shortly after season 2 has been released on HBO Max. Season 3 will release directly to Netflix, and everyone can catch up on it. I'm very intrigued by this series, but again, have not been able to watch it for previously stated reasons. So if you are in the same boat, then hope is on the way. It is only a few months out. And then our last two follow-ups for this section both have to do with renewals. Titans and Doom Patrol both have been renewed for season 4, respectively. So Titans is in the middle of season 3 right now. I really hope season 4 can get us back onto a track that makes sense. I'm not a big fan of season 3 of Titans, but there's room to fix it. Let's just put it that way. And then Doom Patrol, I don't think Doom Patrol has done anything too terrible. I'm a little bit behind on that one. Either way, super excited for both of them because in spite of some of the things I disagree with in Titans Season 3, it is still one of the best comic book series on right now. That brings us to trailers, so we have some more reactions to do, some micro reactions. That being said, we are going to take a little bit of a break from the DC fandom experience from this past weekend, and we have a new announcement that is comedy related. Again, bit of a comedy nerd, so we're covering it. History of the World Part 2 is actually going to become a thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Mel Brooks did a movie years and years ago called History of the World Part 1. And now it's going to be turned into a series. The series is going to be on Hulu. Hulu has ordered 8 episodes for this first season, so presumably they were going to be working from season to season. We don't know how it's going to do, so on and so forth. So I do have one issue here, and that one issue is the comedy. So actually, it's kind of 2 issues, but they both stem from the comedy. Brooks's style of comedy is so unacceptable for modern audiences. I really will be surprised if this goes into a second season, which breaks my heart because I love Mel Brooks. I think there are very few better comedic minds out there. Mel Brooks is a god amongst comedians. Easily said that way. And the other issue I have is the whole, like, the funniest part about the fact that it was labeled, the movie was labeled History of the World Part 1, is that there wasn't going to be a Part 2. It was just a setup with no punchline, and therefore, comedy. Like, yeah, that part doesn't sit super well with me. I do like to see Mel Brooks, even though he's pushing 100 years old. He's like 90 something, right? I'm not getting that wrong. I feel like he's like 93, 96, something like that. Either way, super excited to see what he can contribute to the conversation in his elderly age. And I mean, he's not obviously not the only one in charge here. There is a team behind this series, but he is definitely involved, and I'm intrigued. In spite of the issue I have with the title, I'm definitely intrigued to see where this goes. Our next piece of TV streaming news has to do with, again, we're back in DC fandom. Our last 2 pieces for this section will be from DC fandom. This first one is Batman Caped Crusader. I can't remember if we covered this one, if it was even originally announced. There's been way too much time between and way too many things to talk about between then and now. So assuming we haven't talked about this yet, we did get a little bit of a tease. No idea exactly what the animation is going to look like, though we do have a little bit of a hint in that short that they did for the 75th anniversary of Batman, the black and white short. They did play some footage from that. Not the biggest fan of the character design for Batman, but we just need to talk about this Batman Cape Crusader real quick. This is going to be a new series from the creator of the original animated series from the 90s, Bruce Timm. So this sounds like they're going to be able to do the things that me watching the original animated series as an adult wish they could have done back then. As a kid, there was nothing better. Well, maybe the X-Men animated series. Maybe that one was better in my head at the time. But either way, this is still the definitive, to many, many people in my age group, this is the definitive version of Batman. So for them to be revisiting this, even if it is only a spiritual successor, is epic. And the fact that it is going directly to HBO Max means that they can, and it's also going to be geared towards people who grew up with that original animated series, means they're going to be able to do more things because censorship is not really an issue anymore. In the interview that we saw with Abrams and Matt Reeves and all of the other people involved, there was a hint that we are going to be getting a little bit more of a mature-oriented Batman. Language is going to be a thing. Violence is going to be a thing. We are going to be getting another definitive version of Batman, and that is exciting. I'm super excited about that. No word yet on who any of the voice casting is. Honestly, I'm hoping they go in a slightly different art direction than what we have seen from some of the promotional material. I don't like those ears. That's my one big gripe. I really hate those ears. If they can change that, then I'm 100% on board. If they don't change that, then I'm only like 99.999% on board. So either way, this looks like it's going to be amazing. And then our last piece of TV streaming news also has to do with Batman, though this one is a different beast entirely. This one is going to be geared towards preschool age children. It's going to be about Batman's vehicles, very specifically. It's called Bat Wheels. Bat Wheels is going to feature Ethan Hawke as the voice of Batman. We also have a source of contention. Let's just put it that way. So we are going to be getting a Robin in this. That Robin is going to be Duke Thomas. Now, let's talk very briefly about Duke Thomas. Duke Thomas was technically, in a manner of speaking, a Robin at one point. In the DC fandom trailer, they say that he is the first African American to wear the Robin suit. No. Duke Thomas became a Robin during the We Are Robin story arc, where there were a multitude of Robins involved. Anyone wearing the Robin R was considered a Robin. This is a metropolitan city, Gotham, in which this is happening, so we have no way of knowing. He might be the first one to be acknowledged, the first African American to be acknowledged as wearing the R, but there's no way, because of the nature of that story, for us to say 100% that he is the first African American Robin. Also of note in that story is none of the We Are Robins really wore the Robin suit. They wore kind of things that resembled it. Some of them you could even argue were cosplaying as Robin. By and large, though, the only thing that quantified a Robin in that story was somebody wearing the R. Now, Duke Thomas is the Signal, who is a part of the Bat family and is definitely worth checking out. He has some very interesting powers. Also, the only member of the Bat family, as far as I can recall, because the Bat family is so huge these days, sometimes I forget who's in it, but the only member of the Bat family who actually has any sort of metahuman powers. So he's definitely a noteworthy character, and I just feel like the billing for who this character is being done all wrong. Now, is it bad that we have a Black Robin? 100% no. Don't care. Marlon Wayans, in a way, was the first Black Robin, but that's a whole other discussion. The thing that I'm taking issue with here is the way that this is being sold to the kids who are just finding out about these characters. And I'm 100% on board with identity and people trying to identify with the people on the page or on the screen or whatever the situation is. So if somebody feels like having a Robin of color is a thing that younger kids need to imagine themselves on the page, then, I mean, I feel like that's kind of broken logic, but I can see where that logic comes from. I don't really have a major problem with it. I do have a major problem with them billing him as the first. There's no way for us to know. And I've already covered that, and I'm rambling at this point. I'm interested with this series. I want to see this, even though it's going to be for preschoolers. It's very intriguing as to why they would do a series about the Batman vehicles, but still have actual, like, it's kind of like Cars for Batman, right? So in Cars, there were no humans, to my recollection. So if that's what this is, then how is there a Batman if the cars talk and they're... it's just weird. It's weird, and I'm interested. So weird aside, this looks like a fun one, definitely worth watching for the kiddos. That, though, is the end of TV streaming. Next, we have movies, but before we get into movies, I'm just going to remind you, generallynerdy.net is the website. You can find merch on the website. Mostly, it's just t-shirts. We do have some masks, and what with, you know, people being a little crazy about the coof again these days, then you might want to get your hands on a new mask. I have my Yoda Pool mask up on the Teespring store, so go check that out. Again, generallynerdy.net. There's a tab across the top of the website that says General Stores. That is where you can go get your Generally Nerdy merch. That being said, let's get into movies. We have, in follow-ups and corrections for the movie section, we have Disney playing some shell game with the release dates of their movies. So we're just going to go through this really quick. First and foremost, Indiana Jones 5 was previously supposed to come out July 29th of 2022. It has been pushed back to 2023, so a year, June 30th of 2023. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness has been pushed from March 25th, 2022 to May 6th of 2022. Thor Love and Thunder was going to come out May 8th of 22 and is now July 8th of 22. Black Panther has been pushed back quite a ways as well, July 8th to November 11th of 22. Marvel's is going from November of 22 to February of 23. Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to be July 28th of 23, up from February 7th of 17th of 23. I apologize. And then there's been a number of the untitled or just the slots that were supposed to be for X, Y, or Z have been kind of shuffled around too. Untitled Marvel movie that was supposed to come out November 10th of 23 has been pushed up a week to the 3rd of 23. So, but we have no idea what that movie was going to be. Again, there's a number of other ones there. The only reason I left that in the notes is because, you know, we had to address that some of those other unspoken titles have been shuffled around too, but that's all behind the scenes play, so it doesn't really concern us. So that's our first follow-up. Our next one is the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated movie that is going to be helmed by Seth Rogen. That movie just got a subtitle, I guess you would call it. It's going to be called Next Chapter, which implies they're going to acknowledge something previously. Is it going to be the Michael Bay Turtles? Is it going to be the last animated movie that came out in like 2010 or 8 or whatever it was? Is it going to be the original trilogy? Who knows at this point? It doesn't seem that any of those things are very likely, considering the last teaser image we got seemed to put the Turtles at the age of being in high school. So very strange. But yeah, it also has a tentative release date, and that is sometime in 2023, which we kind of already knew. That was the tentative release time-ish, but now they've officially announced 23, so that means they're starting to narrow down the release window, which is always a good one. And then our final follow-up is kind of technically a moving around of a release date, though it's only moving a day, and it's next week that it's happening. So Dune is going to be releasing on HBO Max a day early. Though that's kind of to be expected considering the reasoning behind it, because the HBO Max plan is that they're going to be releasing the movies the same day on Max as they do in theaters. Well, if you know anything about the release of movies, then you know that the preview day is always Thursday. So they count Thursday as part of Friday when they're talking about the box office sales. That being said, they're also going to be doing that for HBO Max. So if you were planning on not going to the theater for Dune, shame on you. I'm going to Dune and I don't even have a car to get there. So what's your excuse? But if you were planning on watching Dune at home opening weekend, then you can watch it just like all your friends who are being good little nerds and going out and seeing it in the theater. You can also watch yours on the 21st instead of the 22nd. All right, so that brings us to trailers, which means reaction, review time thing, short thing stuff, micro reaction. There you go. So first micro reaction has nothing to do with DC fandom. This is a new Denzel Washington movie. It is called The Tragedy of Macbeth. This looks amazing. Not gonna lie, the trailer is very interesting in that it looks like they're putting the art and the words on the page written by Shakespeare in the same echelon of importance. So the cinematography is beautiful. And also it's this very strange feeling that it is somehow still a stage play in spite of it being a movie. Just this trailer, I found out this movie existed because this trailer came up in my videos on YouTube just like a day after it released or something. And I'm on board with this movie. It is coming to Apple TV Plus. The release date is December 25th, though that release date is the theatrical release date. January 14th is when it hit Apple TV Plus, so approximately 3 weeks later, I apologize. Now we're going to jump into DC fandom. Our first DC fandom trailer is The Flash. This Flashpoint movie finally dropped a teaser. Even though Ezra Miller said they don't have enough filmed to make a teaser, and then somehow we got a teaser. Very interesting. Anyway, so reaction to the teaser, effective. We're going to say that. I really, really, really dig the Michael Keaton voiceover. I love that. I think that is definitely setting up something, and it's giving the rumor mill a lot to work with. We're not going to be covering any of those rumors because I don't think any of those rumors have any legs to walk on just yet. But probably in the next video, we will be talking about rumors about The Flash because of this trailer. But whoa, you need to watch this. We have two Flashes in the trailer. We have Supergirl, so presumably all three of them are from different universes. Which one is from the universe that Michael Keaton inhabits? Who knows at this point? We do have the reveal of an answer that we were asked on Batman Day, where we saw a Batman chest piece covered with Flash spray paint. And people were saying, oh, wow, is the Red Death going to be in this Flashpoint movie? No. We have a version of the Flash who apparently is from a universe where Batman dies. And so he inherits the Batman suit, though it should also be noted that this Batman suit that he has spray painted, and you see him spray painting the boots, does resemble very, very closely the Batman 89 Batman suit. So a lot of questions here and not a lot of answers, just like a teaser trailer should. And yes, suggest you watch it if you haven't already, because you must. You simply must. Our next trailer is Black Adam. Technically not a trailer, just a snippet of a scene from the movie. That scene shows us our first quasi-reveal of Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam. This one does a little bit less for me. Even though we see Black Adam kill a guy, that's right, kill a guy, it still feels... it feels very CGI for whatever reason. I know that is Dwayne Johnson in that suit. I know that they probably did some CGI to the suit, but they didn't have to do much. But the CGI feels dirty. It does not feel complete. And I feel like that kind of removes you very, very quickly from this teaser. As far as its effectiveness, not really doing a whole lot more than the really weird thing we got last year with the animated scenes and such. So, still kind of... this could be great. I don't know if it's going to be based off of this trailer. Kind of the opposite of that Flash teaser. So, and then our final DC fandom trailer reaction is for The Batman. The new The Batman trailer is doing a lot of fantastic things. I do have one gripe, and that one gripe is maybe my belief that Robert Pattinson is going to be a decent Batman is unfounded, because his delivery of that the screamy line where he punches the glass and he's talking to Riddler on the other side of the glass because Riddler's in jail, that all felt very wrong. Not necessarily the content, but the delivery from Pattinson felt broken. By and large, though, this is doing a lot to ease worries as far as Pattinson's ability to play the Bat, because we see him get very physical in this. We also get a lot more of Oswald Cobblepot. I'm excited. This is doing its job for the movie, as far as getting you more excited for the movie, but it's bringing up some questions as far as Pattinson specifically is concerned. So we're going to leave it at that. And then our final piece of news, while still DC live action movie news, it is not from the DC fandom. It's just a fun one that I wanted to go out on, and that is Batman Ninja live action is getting an adaptation, but not a live action movie. This is going to be a play done in a theater in Japan. It's just too wonky to not mention. It looks pretty great. You should go check out the pictures. There's a website. If you happen to be going to Japan, I believe you can get tickets from the website. But yeah, either way, worth a look. Go check it out. That's what we got for movies. This rumor mill is gonna be up and down. And kind of all over the place, but there's only three rumors that we're covering today, so I don't know how all over the place that could be. We're just gonna jump right into it. So, our first rumor has to do with Fortnite. This is a Spider-Man skin rumor. There has been a quote-unquote leak that we're going to be seeing Spider-Man roll out sometime later this year, probably to coincide with the release of Spider-Man No Way Home. Would make a lot of sense. Everything gets Fortnite skins. So the fact that this is a new source to me is kind of irrelevant because, I mean, this source has been noted as being correct before from other sources and so on and so forth. So there is a little bit of reason to believe him. There's honestly no reason to not believe him in a lot of ways because, again, everybody gets a Fortnite skin these days. So yeah, we're putting this at 70% that by year's end, we will likely have a Spider-Man skin in Fortnite. Our next rumor has to do with the Splinter Cell franchise. Splinter Cell is reportedly getting a new game. Well, eventually. So the rumor says that there is a Splinter Cell game in the very beginning stages of development over at Ubisoft that will very likely take approximately 5 years or so, because that is roughly the time it takes to develop a game such as this. So we are a long ways off, according to this rumor. It's only one source. It's not a great source. And this franchise has been dead for so long. If you can see the scribble on my notes. I want this to be a thing. I want this to be where Ubisoft is going. I really hope this is. I'm incorrect in my percentage of likelihood for this, but I really don't see this happening necessarily. There is a window of hope, absolutely, but really just my honest, if I break it down and I'm 100% objective about this, we're looking at 30% likelihood that we will be seeing a Splinter Cell game in the next few years, I guess we should say. And then our final rumor has to do with Nintendo. So this is kind of rumor based on rumor. It's an elaboration of previous rumors. So we can only go so high. But this new rumor is saying that, well, all of those Nintendo Switch Pro rumors that we've been hearing about are actually a successor console to the Nintendo Switch. And because these rumors have been so persistent since last year, the rumor goes on to say that this new system is approximately a year away from being announced. So holiday of 2022 or sometime early 2023 is what the rumor says very specifically. We will get the announcement of this console. And so very likely the release of this console will happen by the end of 2023, and we'll have a slew of games because dev kits have been sent out to developers to develop new games. This seems a little unlikely, and by a little, I mean fairly unlikely, because we are still pretty heavy in the next, in this current generation of consoles, in the Switch. We are pretty heavy in development for first-party games. We just got a Metroid game. Just barely happened. The likelihood of them also working on a new console. We just got an update to this console as a means to bridge the gap between now and when the next console launches. So I think minimum we are still 3 years away from an announcement of a new console, let alone the launch of a new console from Nintendo. So that being said, the likelihood that this rumor that we are going to be seeing a Nintendo Switch successor by the end of 22 or the beginning of 23 is also about 30% likely to be true. And that is the end of the Rumor Mill Nerds. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts that we offer on the subject. If you want to get a little bit deeper into pop culture nerd news in other categories like music and books and gaming, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Also, find me on the social medias. You can just look for Generally Nerdy and you'll see the Nerdy Ninja, and that is probably my page. I don't think anybody's impersonating me these days. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me, nerds. We will see you next time.